now, let's find out what's making news in the UK thanks to Ballycarra, providing home care support packages throughout southeast Queensland. Phone 1300 272 222.
And Brady from Sky News UK, good afternoon, mate. A London company has banned a lunchtime activity. What is it?
Drinking beer, drinking wine, any alcohol, in fact, is now banned. Lloyd's of London, one of the biggest insurance companies in this country. They've been going for 2.5 centuries. And the lunchtime tradition, popular with some people in the office there, obviously, is to pop out and have a quick beer. And now a diktat has gone around to all staff saying from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. office hours, nobody can drink alcohol. Staff are very annoyed. Various different internet forums that they go on have popped up in the newspapers today with quotes, and they feel that they're being very restrictive in what they can and can't do. The story behind the headline, Ben,
yeah,
basically 50% of all their disciplinary cases internally last year involved alcohol.
Well, people drinking on the job.
Well, I think people socialising, and then someone says something, and then someone thinks about it later on and thinks, you know what, that was out of order. I'm going to report him or her to HR. No. Yeah, so, you know, but I have to say, Ben, you know, sounding a bit sanctimonious here, aren't we? Some of my best, most creative production meetings have been in the pub.
Don't worry. I'm with you on that one. I'm with you. See, banning something, it's the majority that suffer for the minority who do the wrong thing. Mate, should we be putting vitamin D in our bread? What?
New report out today, so bear with me on this. Winter, it's the sunshine vitamin, vitamin D.
Yeah.
Winter here and spring, well, we barely see the sun in summer, so you can see where I'm going with this. Winter and spring, we really suffer. This scientist come out today with his research, and he says that basically 70% of the UK population get a cold or a flu or a respiratory infection. And he says that if we put vitamin D into bread, we will have a healthier population, better equipped to fight off colds and flu. So it's all over the papers today. Everyone's talking about it. But I spoke to one baker, and he says that there's so much rubbish in bread nowadays. He feels that, you know, we should be taking ingredients out, not putting them in. And as far as he's concerned, bread is made up of flour, salt, and water, and a bit of yeast.
There you go. All part of the sunshine as well. That's how they got there in the first place. Ender, good on you, mate. Chat again tomorrow. Ender Brady from Sky News in the UK.